Support comes from Sunshine Behavioral Medicine, committed to the idea that mental health, like physical wellness, requires regular maintenance and checkups. More information at sunshine2000.com.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. The Montgomery Symphony is planning its Jubilee Pops concert as a gift to the community ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. So Maestro Jamie Reeves joins us by Skype for an update on the orchestra. Jamie Reeves, so good to have you back here on Troy Public Radio by Skype.
Hi, Carolyn. Thank you for having me.
Well, I want to congratulate you. First of all, you're in, what, your second season as music director and conductor of the Montgomery Symphony Orchestra?
That's correct. I started in the fall of 2021 as interim music director, and then this year, my first full season, you know, as music director of the orchestra, and we've had a great time and already looking forward to the next one.
And as a Montgomery native, you have long been interested in the educational initiatives of the Montgomery Symphony. Any news on that front?
Well, we do have news. We really offer programs that serve ages from early childhood through adulthood. Our Montgomery Music Project, that's the educational program for really young students. I think the youngest one is 4 years old. And then we have the Montgomery Youth Orchestra that serves students who are in their middle school through high school years. So we have a really robust program that's growing at probably the largest number of students we've ever had. So you can look forward to more offerings in the educational programs for the Montgomery Symphony in the near future as well.
Here we are going toward Memorial Day and the big Jubilee Pops concert on May 26th next week. What's on tap?
That's right. It's May 26th, 7 p.m. We're at the Alabama Department of Archives and History. We have a program for you that's really a celebration of American music, which is kind of a central to our mission right now. Our artistic mission is to present American symphonic music. And we're doing some of that next week for the Jubilee Pops. We're playing music by John Williams, the famous film composer, probably the most famous film composer in history. Some selections from The Cowboys, a Western film that many people probably don't know, but the music is really great. And of course, the Star Wars suite, everybody will recognize that one. And then we have some patriotic selections and music by George Gershwin and Duke Ellington. So it'll be a nice evening of American music for the Jubilee Pops next week.
I love how you're carrying over the theme of American music when you open on October 23rd with your concert in tribute to American classical music, these American Rhapsodies.
That's right, our opening classical concert in the fall. We're going to feature a guest artist, a pianist named Jeffrey Beagle. And Jeffrey is a really an internationally renowned soloist. He's played with all the major orchestras in North America, including the New York Philharmonic, the Houston Symphony, the Dallas Symphony, Buffalo Philharmonic. He's really played a lot of orchestras, so we're fortunate to have Jeffrey with us in Montgomery, and it's a really special occasion, actually, because he has a brand new piece that he's commissioned by Peter Boyer called Rhapsody in Red, White, and Blue. It's a piece that is intended to be performed in all 50 states, and we have the Alabama premiere by the Montgomery Symphony Orchestra. Also on that program is George Gershwin's iconic Rhapsody in Blue, which he'll play for us as well. So it'll be a really lovely evening of American music that night.
This is going to be a favorite. And Jamie, even before that October 23rd concert, we can't leave Star Wars out of this, out of the program for the year. What's coming up in September?
That's right. As a lot of our audience members might remember, last year we played Jurassic Park in concert, or the full score with the film. This year in September, we're playing Star Wars A New Hope. It's one of the most famous movie franchises in history, Star Wars, and we're playing that full film, the original 1977 film with the full score by John Williams. We're really looking forward to that. It came out in 1977, which was the year my parents were married, you know, so it really spans all generations. People my parents' age, I have an 8-year-old son, he loves Star Wars, so we're really hoping that the community of all ages will support that performance and really come and enjoy it. It's an experience like none other.
You have a composer coming up on November 20th, Beethoven in Kenya. What is this about in that concert?
Yeah, so the composer is Shaka Marco. He's an undergraduate student in the music department at Alabama State University. He's an international student from Nairobi, Kenya. He's a French horn player and a composer, and he's composed this piece called Beethoven in Kenya. And what he's done is taken famous themes from Beethoven symphonies and arranged them in a way that they're inspired by Kenyan dance rhythms. So he's really bringing his own music culture that he's grown up with and interspersing that with some of the most famous themes in symphonic music, themes from Beethoven symphonies. So it's a program that we're really thrilled to have Shaka with us. He's played in our orchestra some this season, and now we're featuring him as the composer. And also on that concert, we're featuring a faculty member from Alabama State, Tyrone Hayes, who is on the voice faculty. He'll be singing Mahler's Wayfarer song. So it'll be a great night to collaborate with our friends over at Alabama State and to hopefully have a lot of students in the audience that evening.
Get us up to date on the fellowship series. Where do we stand right now?
So we have our fellowship program with the orchestra. We have two young professionals who play with us. They're in residence with us, our concertmaster, our violinist, Jihei Choi. And we're actually hiring a new cellist who will be our cello fellow for the next year or two. And that person, we've offered it to someone. We are waiting to announce the new cello fellow. But they present a series of recitals at the Montgomery Museum in the Cultural Park every year. And they also each play a concerto with the orchestra. So this is a really exciting time to bring a new fellow on board and to feature them with the orchestra. And in February, they'll play their concerto performance. And you can hear them throughout the season at the Montgomery Museum as well.
Well, Jamie, speaking of the fellowship series and the orchestra, can you get us up to date on the orchestra itself?
Everything associated with the Montgomery Symphony is in a period of growth right now. We have new members in the orchestra. And we have a lot of players who've been with us for decades as well. And I think the orchestra is probably at its largest number. We have a full-size orchestra, a symphony orchestra now. And it seems like every other week I'm getting an email from someone wanting to join. So it's really a great time for the Montgomery Symphony, a period of growth, which I really appreciate. And we always bring in not only musicians from Montgomery, but from around central Alabama, as far away as Birmingham and Tuscaloosa. So we have a lot of people from throughout the region coming to play with us. And I just really cannot be more grateful to have all these people with us and to be able to experience music with them.
Well, I know your fans are excited about the season coming up and also the Jubilee Pops concert itself on May 26th. I think of it as a gift to the community. How do you think of it?
That's exactly right. I couldn't agree more, Carolyn. It's a gift to the community. There's no admission. We hope that you bring your family and your friends, bring a picnic, come and hang out, get there early. It starts at 7 o'clock or shortly thereafter, but get there early, have some dinner, and enjoy the performance. And what we love to do is to present music for this concert that everyone will enjoy. And we like to talk during the concert about the things that are coming up next year again. So we hope that we can encourage you to come and join us throughout the season, because we're really proud of what we bring to the Montgomery community, and we want everyone to be a part of it.
And finally, on that Jubilee Pops concert, do you have any patriotic music since it is close to Memorial Day?
We do. You know, it's a Friday before Memorial Day, a really important patriotic holiday where we pay tribute to those who've given their life and sacrifice for our country on Memorial Day. But it's still kind of the start of summer, so we want it to be a little bit of a celebration. So we have a lot of upbeat and popular tunes that we're going to play, but we will, in the middle part of the concert, pay tribute to those veterans. One of the pieces is John Williams' Hymn to the Fallen from Saving Private Ryan. Then we have a couple of famous patriotic marches that you'll all recognize as well.
For people to find out more about the concerts, where can they go?
Go to our website, montgomerysymphony.org. Find us on social media. We're on Facebook as well. We'll be putting out information there. But if you'd love to find out more about our season, send us an email, montgomerysymphony@gmail.com, and we can add you to our mailing list. We're going to be sending all of these season brochures out through the mail. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to add you to our Montgomery Symphony family.
Well, Jamie Reeves, thank you so much.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Joining us by Skype was Maestro Jamie Reeves, music director and conductor of the Montgomery Symphony Orchestra. More information about the season can be found at the website, montgomerysymphony.org. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support comes from the Wiregrass Archives at Troy University's Dothan campus, identifying and preserving historical documents and photographs for research related to the Wiregrass region. More information at troy.edu/wiregrassarchives.